Are you ready to advance your career, hone your skills, or explore new vocational paths without spending thousands of dollars to further your education? Skillfeed.com features over 65,000 video tutorials to keep your creative and technical skills current. Choose from long courses or short tutorials called Skill Snacks, featuring courses on business, web development, education, finance, leadership, photography, and more. Get your 30-day free trial now. Log on to skillfeed.com/radio. That's skillfeed.com/radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, it is another amazing Wednesday, and Wednesday happens to be my favorite day of the week. And you're probably asking why, because this is the day when I get to spend two amazing hours with all of my supporters from around the world. Thank you again for joining me on this amazing, amazing Wednesday. And I have an exciting episode lined up for you, and I pray that you will take the time to join in on the telephone by calling 646-915-8166.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand. Yeah.
Again, remember you can always call in at any time during the episode by dialing 646-915-8166. I do have some exciting announcements I want to go through with you this morning. The first one is the breakfast feeding program at the Carmel All-Age School in Jamaica, West Indies. You all can recall, I am sure, and if you are not able to do so, by just going back through the episode, the archived episodes of the shows, you will hear the conversation taking place. You can recall that back in 2012, I was called to lead, if you may, the breakfast feeding program. From that calling, I formed the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., which is a nonprofit designed specifically for the Carmel All-Age School. I have three phases of projects that I'm doing. The first one being the breakfast feeding program, where we will be feeding hot breakfast to the students at the Carmel Elementary School. And so far, we have $772. Thank you to those brave souls who have stepped up. However, I am reaching out to each and every one of you under the sound of my voice today, wherever you are calling, wherever you're listening from, whether you're listening on the archive or you're listening live, I am reaching out for your support. I notice that I have 4,717 friends there on that page. And the thought came to me, Daphne, if everyone gave a dollar, those children would be able to get breakfast for 3 years. So think about it. If all 4,000 plus of you out there who call yourself my friends and supporters, if you would consider giving us a dollar towards this breakfast feeding program, we will be able to provide breakfast for the children for 3 years. And I am saying 3 years because what I have decided 3 weeks ago, I decided that instead of hiring and paying a cook at this stage of the game, we want to invite the parents to come in and cook the breakfast. 5 days a week we have school. So if we get 10 parents to volunteer to come in for 2 hours, Monday through Friday, to provide the breakfast, then we will not need to use any portion of the funds that we raise to pay their salary. It's only 2 hours per morning. I am sure that they can put this in as an investment in their children. So we had a meeting 3 weeks ago with the principal. So we are waiting on feedback from that. So I'm challenging each and every one of you, my friends and supporters, give a dollar. You go to GoFundMe.com, GoFundMe.com, and you'll see the link there. And there's a section that says other. I want to encourage you to click on it. And if a dollar is what you can give, I will take it. And the children will be happy for that. Because you know what? For 3 years, they will be going to school and they will not be hungry. So I want you to do what you can. If a dollar is what you have, give it. We'll take it because you know what? 5 people donating a dollar, that makes $5. And $5 feeds 3 breakfasts, provides 3 breakfasts for the students at the Carmel All Age School. The next part of the project, I want to welcome guest 188 to the show. The second leg of the project will be the empowering of the parents for them to provide the produce. They will be growing the produce that we use to cook in the cafeteria. Yes, right now the cook goes The cook that provides the lunch goes to the farmer's market and she shops once a week. You know that food is not fresh by the time it gets to the week, but they got to do what they have to do. So if we can get the parents to grow the produce and supply it to the canteen, then we'll get fresh foods every 2 days. And then phase three of the project will be the end to Bile Cafeteria. Hopefully and prayerfully, we will be able to raise enough monies to build a cafeteria for the students there. So, again, I ask that you tell your friends and give us your support, give us your prayers. There are people who say they want to go down to Jamaica when we launch the program. You can message me on Facebook or call me on 203-794-6208 for more details. Remember, the launch date is Monday, September 1st. 2014. That's the day when we are going to be starting to feed the children the hot breakfast. So if all 4,700 plus of you decide that you want to give a dollar, we will have enough money to feed the children for 3 years. So thank you, thank you, thank you in advance. The next thing I want to encourage you to do is to join me on social media, Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, Facebook.com at Dynamic Daphne, and also on LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Instagram, I am Daphne Clark Hudson. And we have some amazing free gifts that we are giving away. And all you need to do to claim your gifts is to go to DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. If you go to my website, you're going to see where you just put your information in and click on Claim Gifts. And you'll be able to get your gifts. We have DVD, we have e-books. And we have a lot of great gifts there for you. So, are you in alignment? Are you in alignment? And this is the conversation that I decide that we are going to have today as entrepreneurs, because I know personally for myself, if I do not focus on the inner work in me, I will get out of alignment. And when I get out of alignment, nothing works. You know that. Let's look at our motor cars. We take our vehicles into the shop. We get the wheels balanced and we rotate the wheels. And oftentimes when we go in for a tire change or an oil change, they never put on the invoice how much it's going to be, because what they tell us they have to do a diagnostic. And they come back and they tell us, well, the car need to be aligned. It needs brake pads, it needs oil change, it needs power steering fluid, and the list goes on and on. And by the time you get out of there, you end up paying between $900 and $1,200 for something you did not go for. And I'm using that scenario to help us as entrepreneurs look at our lives and ask the question, are we in alignment? And each and every one of us will answer this question uniquely to us, and rightfully so. The next question I want to ask, what does alignment mean for you? I know what alignment means for me. I need to continue to invest in my personal development. I need daily, minutely, hourly to concentrate on my spiritual health and well-being. Mark, I said spiritual, not religious. Because whether or not you have ever put your feet into a place of worship, a church, a tabernacle, a cathedral, whatever label you call that amazing building where you gather for fellowship, whether or not you have ever placed your feet in there, you need to continue to invest in your spiritual well-being and your spiritual wealth. And there are many ways in which one can do that. For me, to keep me in alignment each and every day, I have certain rituals to stay true to. And I'll tell you what my rituals are. And for those of you who are listening and you feel comfortable doing so, I invite you to call in and share what your rituals are for keeping you in alignment. And again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. So, my daily rituals. I start the day with meditation, prayers, and daily devotions. And you notice that's a combination. Start with the meditation because it gives me clarity and it helps me to focus. And it also helps me to center. My prayers helps me to give gratitude. Gratitude to individuals and gratitude to my Creator and gratitude to the universe for all that it has provided for me and for all is getting ready to provide for me. Daily devotions consist of, there are times when I read different books. Streams in the Desert is one of my favorite books for devotion. And there are times when I do not read from a printed devotional, but I make my own statement of intentions as part of my devotion. After that, the next part of my ritual is having a hot alkaline beverage, which consists of either fresh lemon juice, fresh juice of a lemon, or apple cider vinegar. You can look and research what that does for your body. I'm not giving you this as a program to follow. I am simply sharing with you what my practices are on a daily basis to keep me in alignment. There is a saying that garbage in, garbage out. So I personally refrain from gossip and all of those things. There are times when individuals will try to get me involved in that, and I tell you, I have no problem in telling them that is not something I participate in. And you, just like you do not entertain and encourage smoking in your space if you are a non-smoker, it's the same thing that you need to do to protect your spiritual well-being. You know the things that will hinder you. You know the things that will hold you back. And if you are listening right now and you are not aware of those things, it is time for you to do inventory and claim your truth, because nothing in life will support your alignment other than claiming and owning your truth. Our stuff is our stuff. You know, although there are times when other people need to pass their stuff on to us, and some of us try to pass our stuff on to other people, but staying in true alignment means that you step up to the plate and you own your truth. Whatever your truth looks like, own it. Embrace it. Speak to it. Where there are things that are still holding you hostage and captive to those dark issues, and then you surrender them to the universe. By doing so, it will free you up to be in complete alignment with all the things that you are called to do. We all have history. We all have stories, and we all have past. What we need to do with those situations, we need to embrace them and learn the lessons from them. You'll find out that once you learn the lessons from them, and once you surrender them to the universe, they can no longer hold you hostage. And you have just placed yourself in the position to soar like an eagle. The next portion of my daily ritual is that I have a green drink or whatever it might be that I decide that it is going to be made up of. And for those of you who follow me on Instagram, you see that I share my recipes there. So you choose whatever your green drink is. Some people choose to buy them at the store. I enjoy making them myself. And I realize I am an artist in the kitchen. I am a food artist. I go in there and I just create. I just play in there. I have fun, and the fun I'm having is nutritious and nutritional my body. I do the same thing when I go to the farmer's market. I shop with intent. I shop with intent. And I encourage you to do the same thing. Make sure the things that you are buying, the things that you're spending your money on, will be adding value to your body. Longevity calls for commitment. Longevity and good health calls for a paradigm shift in the decision that we make. Every time we open our mouth, we must ask ourselves the question, what we're swallowing, is it supporting my alignment? What I am speaking, is it supporting and maintaining my alignment? I'm not saying this to be judgmental in any way to anyone, but I am sharing these experiences and practices with you so you can become more aware and alert. Because as an entrepreneur, there will be times when things are going to get rough. It's not easy being an entrepreneur. I was reading from one of my friends on Facebook the other day. I think she called herself the Fresh Start Guru or something. She's out of San Diego. And she was saying this S word, an N with a T, it's not easy being an entrepreneur. And no, it's not. So you must, I want you to realize that as an entrepreneur, you are called to something exceptional in life. You look at entrepreneurs, we are cut from different fabric. The tapestry that surrounds us is different. We are not normal. And we are not supposed to be. We are exceptional people. And for that reason, for us to continue to be exceptional, we cannot, under no circumstances, be out of alignment. What they say, garbage in, garbage out. So, yes, there are a lot of the childhood things that we grew up with. And when we step into the entrepreneurial arena, we got to just toss those things out of the ring because why? They are no longer serving our greater good. And do it with a smile. Do it with pride, knowing that you have just elevated yourself to a higher rung on the ladder of success and prosperity. Yes, so after I do my green drink, and then for lunch or even for snack, before I get to lunch, for snack I do some raw nuts. And then I do salad. And that I realize that my system is feeling so pure and so clean. And people are looking at me and they are saying, oh, you are looking so young. You are looking healthy, your skin is looking vibrant. But overall, my entire life, I have clarity over my life. Clarity. And I cannot blame anybody for the times when I experienced some downfall or shortcomings. But what I can do, I go back to the drawing board and I restate my intention and I journal about these intentions to get me back in alignment. So those are just a few of my my rituals that I want to share from you. Share with you. I want to also share with you this morning from one of my favorite books, and I tell you, I am such a junkie for reading and listening. I buy a book. I buy the physical book. And then I buy the same thing in an audiobook. And you know why? I do a lot of driving. So I see my car as a mobile library for me. So instead of chatting away when you ride with somebody, or instead of listening to music or the news, I choose to have a library in my car. I have two containers, a wicker basket and another a metal container that I have my audiobook, and they occupied the back seat in my car, and I can just read as I drive. So one of my favorite books that keeps me in alignment, one of the hundreds of books that I have that I read, is a little book from James Allen called As a Man Thinketh. And this is a tiny book. As a matter of fact, it has 59 pages. And I want to share this book with you this morning. And remember, I invite you to call in and share some of the things that you are doing to keep you in alignment. So in the introduction, James Allen writes, "Mind is the master power that molds and makes, and man is mine, and evermore he takes the tool of thought and shaping what he wills, bring forth a thousand joys and thousand ills. He thinks in secret, past environment is but looking glass." That's a powerful statement there. On the next page, he says about this little book, it is indeed a little book, "This little volume, the result of meditation and experience, is not intended as an exhaustive treasury on the much written upon subject of the power of thought. It is suggestive rather than explanatory, its object being to stimulate men and women to the discovery and perception of the truth that they themselves are makers of themselves by virtue of the thoughts which they choose and encourage. That mind is the master weaver both of the inner garment of character and the outer garment of circumstances, and that as they may have hitherto woven in ignorance and pain, they may now weave in enlightenment and happiness." And thence, we are going to be talking about the alignment and the different areas I want you to consider as you approach this journey of alignment. So, again, the book is by James Allen, As a Man Thinketh, and it's only 59 pages, so it is an easy read. The first chapter deals with the thought of character. "The aphorism, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, not only enhances the whole of man's being, but is so comprehensive as to reach out to every condition and circumstances of his life. A man is literally what he thinks, his character being a complete sum of his thoughts. you and I can truly affirm that is the truth. You know, how often we hear people saying, oh, we can't do this, we can't do that, we haven't done that, that we haven't done. And guess what happened? For 30, 40 years, that's what their experience is. So can you imagine if they would switch their thoughts around what the results would be like? If we would switch our thoughts around as entrepreneurs, what would the manifestation be? We would all be experiencing abundance. We would be able to send our children and our grandchildren to the right, to the colleges of their choice with no student loans. We would all be living in homes that are fully paid off. We would all be going on the vacations of our choice. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have control over the results that we manifest. He continues to say, as the plant springs from and could not be without the seed, so every act of man springs from the hidden seeds of thought and could have appeared without them. This applies equally to those acts called spontaneous and unpredicated as to those which are deliberately executed. Act is the blossom of thought, and joy and suffering are the fruits. Thus does a man garner in the sweet and bitter fruitage of his own husbandry. Man is a growth by law and not a creation by artists. And cause and effect are absolute and underdefigating in the hidden realm of thought as in the world of visible and material things. A noble and godlike character is not a thing of favor or chance, but is a natural result of continued effort in right thinking. The effort of long-cherished association with godlike thoughts and ignoble and bestial character by some process is the result of the continued harboring of groveling thoughts. Yes, what they say, we oftentimes hear people say, God is no respecter of persons. And you know what that means to me? God is not partial. God is a generous God. He is faithful. He gives to everybody. But a lot of times he wants to give us, and we are so busy isolating ourselves from his abundance that we end up in poverty and in mediocre living. But it's not because he doesn't love us and he does not want us to thrive. It's because we are deliberately staying away out of alignment with him. Man made or unmade by himself. In the harmony of thought, he forges the weapon by which he destroys himself. He also fashions the tool with which he builds for himself heavenly mansions of joy and strength and peace. By the right choice and true application of thought, man ascends to the driven perfection by the abuse and wrong application of thought, he descends below the level of the beast. That's what we just talked about. So, listen, I am so thankful that God has led me to do this episode today, because I know there are many entrepreneurs who are out of alignment because they keep focusing and concentrating on the economy, and they see every negative thing around them, everything that's happening, and they are not setting the time aside to look on how many millionaires are created daily in America. If you go on the internet and look around, you see that happening. Some right in our own backyards, it is happening. And they are no different from us. They just adopt different thoughts, and they portray different actions and attitudes. So it is never too late to make a new beginning. And today is the first day for the rest of our lives. Between these two extremes are all the grades of character. And man is their maker and master. I want to welcome guest 281 to the show. All of the beautiful truths pertaining to the soul, which have been restored and brought to light in this age, none is more garnering or fruitful of divine promise and confidence than this, that man is the master of thought, the molder of character, and the maker and shaper of condition, environment, and destiny, as being of power, intelligence, and love, and the lord of his own thoughts, man holds key to every situation and contains within himself that transformation and regenerative agencies by which he may make himself what he wills. Man is always the master, even in his weakest and most abandoned state. But in his weakness and degradation, he is a foolish master who misgovern his household. So, you know, in the Christian community, you oftentimes hear people say that there's power in the tongue. And a lot of times I tend to ask myself whether they understand what they're saying, because some of those same people who will say that, you know, oftentimes you will hear them revert to gossip and all mischief and all of that. So if you indeed believe that there is power in the tongue, you know that each and every opportunity that you get, you can rewrite the script of your life. You can write the best-selling script of your life. You can write the top movie of your life. We have the power to do so. So why are we out of alignment, ladies and gentlemen? Why? Is it because we spend too much time focusing on what somebody else is doing us for staying true to that which we are called for? I want to hear from you. What's the reason that so many entrepreneurs are out of alignment and not claiming all the businesses that are meant to be theirs? When we stay in alignment, ladies and gentlemen, the universe supports us. When we are out of alignment, we are like wayward, rebellious children who we are not listening to what daddy and mommy says. We want to do things our own way. And for that, we get nothing. When we are out of alignment, we are like the prodigal son. But you know the beauty about that? You remember what happened to the prodigal son? When he returned, what happened? His father gave him a party. And it's the same thing for us. Once we get in alignment, God is not going to hold malice and say, oh, you've been away from me too long. The universe is not going to say, oh, no, no, no. I move on to somebody else later for you. No. Once you get in alignment and you position yourself, the flow starts and you can really embrace all that for you. Now, James Allen continues, he says here in this paragraph, when he begins to reflect upon his condition and search diligently for the law upon which his being is established, he then becomes the wiser master, detecting his energies with intelligence and fashioning his thoughts to fruitful issues, such as the conscious master. And man can only thus become by discovering himself the laws of thoughts. This discovery is totally a matter of application, self-analysis, and experience. Those of you who have been following me and support me all the time, you hear me mention about learning the lessons from our adversities. Every situation that happens in our lives, there is a lesson there for us to learn. Instead of flipping out and calling everybody to complain, why don't you get into the stillness of your being so that you can identify the lesson? What is the lesson? Remember I mentioned at the top of the hour about claiming your truth and owning your truth? This is part of that. You own it, you claim it, you deal with it. And what I have found out from personal experience is that it oftentimes when I take the time to learn the lesson, the pain I thought was there is not there. Instead of pain, I get an awareness and an alerting of what it is that I need to do next. Only by much searching and mining are goals and our gold and diamonds obtained. And man can find their truth connected with his being if he will dig deep into the mine of his soul, that he is the maker of his character, the molder of his life, and the builder of his destiny. He may unwittingly prove he will watch, control and alter his thoughts, tracking these efforts upon himself upon others and up on his life. It can be done, ladies and gentlemen. And circumstances linking cause and effect by patient practice and investigation, and utilizing his very experience, even the most trivial everyday occurrences, as a means of obtaining that knowledge of himself, which is understanding wisdom power in his direction, is the law of absolute, that he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. For only by patience, practice, ceaseless in opportunity, can a man enter the door of the temple of knowledge. So, you want to be a millionaire? Do it. You have the power to do it. You want to be traveling around the world? You want to have clients using your product and service from around the world? It is in your thought. We have the power to create that which we want. One of the other things before the next thing I'm going to speak of is the effect of thought circumstances. I want to share from my personal experience, too. One of the things that used to keep me out of alignment is my attachment to certain things. And as I work on myself, there were times when I had to detach myself from things, material things. And one of those things was a home. There was such a battle that I was going through with the mortgage company and everything else. And it was an eye-opening. And it became a time when I had to detach myself from it. I had to step back and to view the situation. And with the help of God, I was able to comfortably detach myself from it to move on. And I can sit here today and say, thank you, God, for that insight and for guiding me towards that decision. So what it is that you are attached to? Is it a relationship? Is it a house like I was attached to? What was it? What material things are you attached to? Is it, what is it? Look in your life. A lot of times we are attached to things and we don't realize how much control it has over us. So I want for you to just examine that and write it down. If you feel bold enough, call in and share with us, with the rest of the rest of the world. I also find out that being vulnerable keeps us in alignment, because vulnerability creates purity. Vulnerability creates purity. And it doesn't matter what kind of a business you're in as an entrepreneur. Your purity and your vulnerability are the things that will attract clients or customers or supporters to you. A man's mind may be likened to a garden, which may be intelligently cultivated are allowed to run wild. But whether cultivated or neglected, it must and will bring forth. If no useful seeds are put into it, then an abundance of useless weed seeds will fall therein and will continue to produce their kind. Just as a gardener cultivates his plot, keeping it free from weeds and growing the flowers and fruits which he requires, so may a man tend the garden of his mind, weeding out all the wrong, useless, and impure thoughts, and cultivating toward perfection the flowers and fruits of right, useful, pure thoughts. By pursuing this process, a man sooner or later discover that he is the master gardener of his soul, the director of his life, and also reveals within himself the flaws of thoughts and understanding with ever-increasing accuracy. How the thought forces the mind elements operates in the shaping of character, circumstances, and destiny. Thought and character are one, and as character can only manifest and discover itself through environment and circumstances, the outer conditions of a person's life will always be found to be harmoniously related to his inner state. This does not mean that man's circumstances are at any given time are the indications of his entire character, but that those circumstances are so innately connected with some vital thought element within himself that for the time being they are indispensable to his development. Every man is where he is by the law of his being. The thoughts which he has built into his character have brought him there. And in the arrangements of his life, there is no element of chance, but all of the result of the law which cannot err. This is just as true as those who feel out of harmony with their surrounding as those who are content with them. As a progressive and evolving being, man is where he is that he may learn what, that he may grow, and he learns this spiritual lesson which any circumstance contains for him. It passes away and gives place to other circumstances. Man is buffed by circumstances as long as he believes himself to be the creature of outside conditions. But when he realizes that he is the creative power and that he may command the hidden soil and seed of his being, out of which circumstances grow, he then becomes the rightful master himself. That circumstances grow out of thought. Every man knows who has, for any length of time, practiced self-control and self-purification, for he will have noticed that the alteration in his circumstances has been in exact ratio with his altered mental condition. So, true is this, that when a man earnestly applies himself to remedy the defects in his character and makes swift and marked progress, he passes rapidly thoughts, a session of vicissitudes the soul attracts and which is secretly harbors that which it loves and also which it fears. It reaches the height of their cherished aspirations. It fails to the level of its unchastened desires, and circumstances are the means by which the soul receives its own. So, let me hear from you guys. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Are you in alignment? And if so, what have you been doing to maintain your alignment?
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
And again, I want to remind you that you can claim some free gifts by visiting DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com and become part of our mailing list, and we have some great gifts for you there. All right, and feel welcome to share the link with somebody else, with other people as well. Again, that website is DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. And for those of you who are in the close to Danbury area in Connecticut, on the 9th of July, we are doing a live TV taping, and we are looking for people to be on the panel and also in the audience. And we are going to be talking about an exciting topic, which is sex 60 and above. So if you know anyone who would love to be part of that conversation, I'm asking you to share that information. Those of you who are on Facebook, Check out the event there on Facebook for July 9th. There is a telephone number that you can call into the studio with your question or to share any insights that you may have about that topic. All right, we are continuing with our conversation about every entrepreneur's needs to be in alignment. And we are asking the question today, are you in alignment? What have you been doing to stay in alignment? How have you been staying true to your alignment and other practices that you have been doing? So I want to continue here with James Allen. Every thought, seed sown, are allowed to fall into the mind and to take root there, produces its own blossoming sooner or later into act and bearing its own fruitage of opportunity and circumstances. God's good thoughts bear good fruits. Bad thoughts, bad fruits. The outer world of circumstances shapes itself to the inner thought world, inner world of thought. And both pleasant and unpleasant external conditions are factors which make for the ultimate good of the individual. As the reaper of his own harvest, man learns both of suffering and bliss, following the innermost desires, aspirations, thoughts by which he allows himself to be dominated. Pursuing the will or the wisp of impure imaging, or steadfastly walking the highways of strong and high endeavors, a man at last arrives at his fruition and fulfilling in the outer conditions of his life. The law of growth and adjustment everywhere obtained. A man does not come to the almshouse or the jail by tyranny of faith or circumstances, but by the pathway of groveling thoughts and base desires. Nor does a pure-minded man fall suddenly into crime by the stress of any mere external force. The criminal thought had long been sincerely fostered in the heart, and the hour of opportunity revealed its gathering power. Circumstances does not make the man, it reveals him to himself. No such conditions can exist as descending into vice and its attendant sufferings apart from vigorous inclinations or ascending into virtue and its pure happiness without the continued cultivation of the virtuous aspiration. And man, therefore, as the Lord of Master of Thought, is the maker of himself and the shaper and author of the environment, even at birth, the soul comes of its own thought, every step of its earthly pilgrimage. It attracts those combinations of conditions which reveal itself are the reflections of its own purity and impurity, its strength and weaknesses, that which are their whims and fancy and ambitions are thwarted at every step, but their innermost thoughts and desires are fed with their own food, be it foul or clean. Man is managed only by himself. Thought and actions are the jailers of faith. They imprison. Being base, they are also angels of freedom. They liberate, being noble. Not that he wishes and prays for those a man get, but that he justly earns, his wishes and prayers are only gratified and answered when they harmonize with their thoughts and actions. In the light of his truth, what then is the meaning of fighting against circumstances? It means that man is continually revolting against and effect without, while all the time he is nourishing and preserving its cause in his heart. Cause may take the form of a continuous vice or an unconscious weakness. But whatever it is, it stubbornly retards the efforts of its possessor and thus calls loud for remedy. Men are anxious to improve their circumstances, but are unwilling to improve themselves by therefore remain unbound. The man who does not shrink from self-crucifixion can never fail to accomplish the object upon which his heart is set. If you are just joining us or talking about, are you in alignment as an entrepreneur? And earlier on I asked the question, what does alignment mean for you? What are you doing about that? And I would really love to entertain some conversation from some of the listeners. And if you're in the chat room, type up something. What does alignment mean for you? Have you ever been like me, who have been out of alignment? What has it took for you to get back in alignment? Did you have to sacrifice anything? You know, let me hear from you. It always adds value to hear from our listeners. So, let me hear from you. So suffering is always the effect of wrong thought in some direction. It is an indication that the individual is out of harmony with himself, with the law of his being. The sole and supreme use of suffering purify to burn out all that is useless and impure. Suffering ceases for him who is pure. There could be no object to burning gold after the dross had been removed, and a perfectly pure and enlightened being could not suffer. The circumstances which a man encounters with suffering are the result of his own mental inharmony. The circumstances which a man encounters with blessedness are the result of his mental harmony. Blessedness, not material possessions, is the measure of right thoughts. Wretchedness, not lack of material position, is the measure of wrong thought. A man may be cursed and rich. He may be blessed and poor. Blessedness and riches are only joined together when riches and rightly and wisely used. The poor man only descends into wretchedness when he regards his lot as a burden unjustly imposed. Indigence and indulgence are two extremes of wretchedness. They are both quality unnatural and the result of mental disorder. A man is not rightly conditioned until he is happy, healthy, and prosperous being and happiness. Health and prosperity are the result of harmonious adjustment of the inner which with the outer of the man with his surroundings. A man only begins to be a man when he ceases to whine and revile and commence to search for the hidden justice which regulates his life, and he adopts his mind to that regulating factor. He ceases to accuse others as the cause of his condition and build himself up in strong and noble thoughts, cease to kick against circumstances, but being to use them as aids to his more rapid progress and as a means to discover the hidden powers and possibility within himself. Law, not confusion, is the dominating principle of the universe. Justice, not injustice, is the soul and circumstances of life. Righteousness, not corruption, is the molding and moving force of the spiritual government of the world. This being so, man has but to right himself to find the universe is right, and during the process of putting himself right, he will find that as he alters his thoughts towards being and other people, things and other people will alter towards him. You know, I want to take a few minutes right at this point and to speak to each of you individually. Now is the time when I would like for you to dig deep into your soul searching. I'm not asking you at this point to look over your marketing plan. I am not asking you to look at your business plan. I'm not asking you to look on your retentive plan. I'm not asking you to look on your social media involvement. I'm not asking you to look on your connections and relationships. I'm asking you to look at you. Not only do I want you to stand in front of a mirror and look through the eyes and the soul of the person that is looking back at you, but I want for you to dig deep. Go deep. Go deep inside. I want you to do the work. Unless you're able to dig deep down into the ugliness, dig deep into the envy, the malice, the judgment, the gossip, the inferiority complex that you hold against others that you claim are more successful than you are. That's the depth I'm looking for you to go as you listen to me. If you decide that you were listening to this segment because you want to get into alignment, before you can get into alignment, there's some work that you have to do. A lot of the work that you are going to do is really in some dark places, but the work can be done. You got to be ready to shed some tears. You got to be ready to break some big boulders with some real strong hammer. You got to crack that thing open. Because you know how long this thing has been holding you hostage. You know how long this thing has held you out of alignment. Ask yourself the question, do you deserve better? You know the competition is not the reason you have not hit that target you set for you. Being out of alignment is the true reason. Today, I'm giving you permission to get back in alignment. Today, I'm giving you permission to get the mentor, get the coach, get the buddy, whoever it is that you need to help to hold you accountable to get back in alignment. I want you to do it because you deserve it. You deserve it. The rest of the world is out there waiting on you. The rest of the world is out there waiting for your stuff. You know, is it a song? What is it that you have that you are depriving the world from taking advantage of? They are waiting. It is not too late. They are waiting. It is not too late. They are waiting. It is not too late. So cry if you may. Experience the pain. I want to encourage you to live your dreams. Don't leave this world without your music being played, your song being sung. That product was not developed. That dress and that suit was not designed. That program was not, the curriculum was not developed because you're afraid. And there's nobody else that look like you that has ever done anything else like that. Who cares? Get into alignment and know that you deserve it. I tell you from personal experience with my life, I have never been happier in my life. Never been happier in my life until I realized the importance of staying in alignment. It is, I tell you, the happiness that you experience surpasses any other ecstasy or any state of happiness that you have had in your life. So you owe it to yourself, ladies and gentlemen. You owe it to yourself to get in alignment. So create your plan. I share part of my ritual with you this morning, and I want you to create yours. Start today. Make a decision to start doing three things differently. And tomorrow you add another three. And before the end, today is only the 2nd of July, 2014. So before the end of the month, you should have had, 29 things on your plan that you are going to use as your daily ritual, and also to get you into alignment. The phone lines are open, 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. The phone lines are open, and we want to hear from you. I want to hear about what it is that you are doing that will help you. Guess in the chat room, would you write right in the bottom in the box there for me, what have you been doing to maintain your alignment? Whether you're an entrepreneur or not, or whether you are a career person, we all need to be in alignment. So call in 646-915-8166. Share with us what it is you're doing. Those in the chat room, it probably is not convenient for you to call in, but I want for you to write in that little space at the bottom what you have been doing to maintain your alignment. And while I wait for the phone to ring, again, I want to remind all of you, my supporters on the radio show, to visit GoFundMe.com/1, 4, 3, and 8. GoFundMe.com/1G4M38 and support the breakfast feeding program. Our date for launch is September the 1st, and we are excited. So far, we have raised $772. And with God's blessing, we are starting with what we have. The amount of breakfast, we are trying our best to see if we can feed all 100 children breakfast. However, if we are not able to feed all of them, we are going to do what we can. We'll find a way to find those that are more needy, and we'll feed them. So we need your prayers. We need your resources. We need your donation. We want your input for fundraising ideas. Anybody, wherever you are, whatever ideas you have for a fundraiser. And, you know, not multi-level things, because there are some people that sending me multi-level wants the nonprofit to sign up, and we don't have money for that. The $772 that we have, we want to use it to provide breakfast for the students. So we ask you that whatever support you can give to us in any way, we want you. Again, the link for that is gofundme.com/1G4M38. So just go there and just help us out. Even if you can give a dollar, give it to us. I have 400, I had 4,000 something supporters. So even if everybody gives a dollar, we will be able to feed the children breakfast for 3 years. If I can get all 4,700 and something of you, I can give breakfast to the children for a full 3 years. So give me the dollar, whatever it is. If $5 is too much for you, give a dollar, because every dollar helps. Every dollar helps. So again, the number to call in, 646-915-8166. And today we are talking about, are you in alignment? All right, so we are continuing here. The proof of this truth is every person, and it therefore admits of easy investigation by systematic introspection and self-analysis. Let a man radically alter his thoughts, and he will be astonished at the rapid transformation it will effect in the material conditions of his life. Men imagine that thought can be kept secret, but it cannot. It rapidly crystallizes into habit, and habit solidifies the circumstances. Basical thoughts crystallize habits and drunkenness of its sensuality, which solidify into circumstances of destruction and disease. Impure thoughts of every kind crystallize into enervating and confusing habits, which solidify into destruction and adverse circumstances. Thoughts of fear, doubt, and indecision crystallize into weak, unmanly, and irresolute habits, which solidifies into circumstances of failure. Indigence and slavish dependence. Lazy thoughts crystallize into weak habits on uncleanliness of dishonesty, which solidifies into circumstances of foulness and beggary. Hateful and uncommendatory thoughts crystallizes into habits of acquisition, violence, and solidifies into circumstances of injury and persecution. Selfish thoughts of all kinds crystallizes into habits of self-seeking and solidifies into distressful circumstances. On the other hand, beautiful thoughts of all kinds crystallizes into habits of grace and kindness, which solidifies into genial and sunny circumstances. Pure thoughts crystallizes into habits of temperance and life control, which solidifies into circumstances of repose and peace. Thoughts of courage, self-reliance, and decision crystallizes into mainly habits which are solidified into circumstances of success, plenty, and freedom. Energetic thoughts crystallize into habits of cleanliness and injustice, which solidifies into circumstances of pleasantness. Gentle and forgiving thoughts crystallizes into habits of gentleness, which solidifies into productive and pervasive circumstances. Loving and selfish thoughts, which solidifies into circumstances of sure and abiding prosperity and true riches. A particular trend of thought persisted in, be it good or bad, cannot fail to produce its result on the characteristic and circumstances. A man cannot directly choose his circumstances, but he can choose his thoughts. And so indirectly, yet surely, shape his circumstances. Nature likes every man to gratification of thoughts, which he most encourages, and opportunities are presented which will not speedily bring to the surface both good and evil thoughts. Let a man cease from his sinful thoughts, and all the world of softened towards him, and he ready and be ready to help him. Let him put away his weakly and strictly thoughts, and the opportunities will spring up in every hand in aid his strong resolves. Let him encourage good thoughts, and no hard fate shall bind him down to wretchedness and shame. The world in his kaleidoscope and the varying combination of colors, which will every succeeding moment it present to you, are the inquisitively adjusted pictures of your ever-moving thoughts. So, I mean, if this conversation is not enough to tell us that we have the power to rewrite the script of our lives, I don't know what is. And I pray that each and every one will take it to heart and, you know, try to create, not really try, but focus, work towards creating a new you. You know, you can create a new you by becoming in alignment with who you are. And, but firstly, you know, you got to know who you are. Do you know who you are? You know, not somebody's wife, not somebody's mother, not somebody's sister, significant other, not what the diplomas and your wall say about you, but who are you? Who is the real you? Only you know who you truly are. You and the universe knows you. That's the you I am talking about. You know, so once you get familiar with yourself, know who you are, come intimately connected with you, then you can design the plan that will help you to get back in alignment. Or if you are already in alignment, it will help you to maintain alignment. Here are some areas I want you to look at. I want you to look at your health and body. You know, what are you doing to sustain that? I want you to figure out what's your purpose. Why you were created in this world? Why you were born? There's a little book, one of my favorite book by Dr. Miles Monroe called In Pursuit of Purpose. And if you don't have it yet, I encourage you to get it. It's a tiny little book. Easy read. That's the little book that changed my life, and you can use it to change your life too. So I'm just giving you these little headers that you can use to redesign you, all right? So I want you now to also look at the accomplishments and achievements that you already have. We all have them over our walls and on our desk, trophies and all of that. I have a friend that started doing the BMX, and she has so many shelves of trophies that she has won internationally and nationally. And, you know, so look over your achievements and as you look on those, ask yourself the question, have I still been working towards my potential, or am I sitting here complacent and happy? And I say, I look at this achievement and I say, oh, look at what I have done. Look at what I have done. Oh, I have accomplished so much. As you ask, as you make that statement, I also want you to hear the voice that says, you have not yet scratched the surface. There are many, many, many more things that you need to do. There are many lives that need to be checked. Touched by you. As you design the plan to get in alignment, review your mission and your vision. Do you have enough passion that will fuel you to go through all of these? The next thing I want you to look at is some quiet time. Quiet time. It is important to have some quiet time for yourself. I want to share with you about James Allen says about serenity. Calmness of the mind is one of the beautiful jewels of wisdom. It is the result of long and patient efforts in self-control. Its presence is an indication of ripened experience and of more than ordinary knowledge of the law of operation and thoughts. A man becomes calm in the in the measures that he understands himself as a thought revolved being. For such knowledge, necessity, and understanding of others, of the result of thought, and of the and as he develops a right understanding and sees ever more clearly the internal relations of being by the action of those and of cause and effect, he ceases to fuss, fume, worry, grieve. He remains poised, steadfast, and serene. The calm man, having learned how to govern himself, knows how to adapt himself to others, and they in turn reverence his spiritual strength. They feel that they can learn from him and rely upon him. The more tranquil a man becomes, the greater of his success, his influence, his power for good. Even the ordinary trader will find his business prosperity increased as he develops a greater control of quantity. For people will always prefer to deal with a man whose demeanor is equitable. The strong, calm man is always loved and revered. He is like a shade-given tree. A thirsty land or a sheltered rock in a storm. Who does not love a tranquil heart? A sweet-tempered, balanced life. It does not matter whether it rains or shines, or what changes come to those who possess these blessings, for they are always serene and calm. That exquisite poise of character that he calls serenity is the last lesson of culture. It is flowering of life. It is the flowering of life, the fruitage of the soul. It is the precious and wisdom more desirable than fine gold. How insignificant were money seeking looks in comparison with a serene life, a life that dwells in the ocean of truth, breathe the waves beyond the reach of the tempest in the eternal calm. How many people we know who saw their lives, who ruined all is sweet and beautiful by explosive tempers, who destroy their poise of character and make bad blood. It is a question whether the great majority of people do not ruin their lives and mar their happiness by lack of self-control. How few people we meet in their life, in the life who are well-balanced, who have that exquisite poise which is characteristic of the finished character. Yes, humanity surges and uncontrolled passion in turbulence with ungoverned grief is blown away by anxiety and doubt. Only the wise man, only he whose thoughts are controlled and purified, makes the winds and storms of the soul obey him. Toss souls, wherever you may be, under whatever conditions you may live, know this, in the ocean of life, the isles of blessedness are smiling, and the sunny shore of your idea awaits the coming. Keeping your hands firmly around the hem of thought, in the core of your soul reclines commanding master. He does but sleep, wake him. Self-control is strength. Right thought is mastery. Calmness is power. Say to your heart, be still. So, as you go into this plan, I really, really, really encourage you. Start some meditation. Start practicing some quiet time. Because your success depends on it. Our success depends on us greatly, undoubtedly remaining in alignment. I pray that this segment today has helped you in some way to identify all of the reasons why you need to be in alignment. Your success is in your hands. Your success is in your mouth. Your success is in your lifestyle. So why not make the decision right now to get back in alignment so that you can reap the benefit that you started out to reap? There are many that are waiting to experience that which you have for them. There are many that are waiting on your products and your services. There are many that are waiting on you to change your lifestyle and be a role model for them. Although you are experiencing some kind of anxiety and nervousness right now, step out. Be bold. Be courageous. Be the king of your castle. Be the goddess that you were called to be, and step out there and make things happen. Again, I want to encourage you, go donate a dollar. Go to GoFundMe.com/ 1G4M38. GoFundMe.com/1G4M38. Listen, for every $5 we collect, we can provide 3 breakfasts each morning. $5 provides 3 breakfasts. And for the 4,700 plus friends that I have on that page, if each of you decide to donate $1, I'll be able to provide enough money to feed the children breakfast 5 days a week for 3 years. 5 days a week for 3 years. Please, I'm asking you for your support. For those of you with fundraising ideas, if you want to do a bake sale or something, or a car wash or something in your area, I don't care where you are, wherever over the world you are, you want to do something to support this program, go ahead and do what you can and send the money to us, and we'll give you publicity for it, and we will acknowledge you. Well, I just pray that you have gotten enough out of this to help you to get back in alignment. I know that this episode will help me to remain in alignment and to encourage me to continue supporting you in what you're doing. Each and every one of us is called for a destiny, but there are times when life and circumstances will hit us from the blind side and we get out of alignment. And that's the reason why we are here today, to help you get, stay, and remain in alignment.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. Trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Showing me, hallelujah, and direct. speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this name. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. Feel it in your spirit. Tell the Lord. Hallelujah. For showing me. I can almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change names.